This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Missouri Republican Congressman Billy Long. He's a freshman from the state's 7th Congressional District, and it's also his district that was struck by the devastating tornado that struck Joplin, Missouri, killing at least 90 people, and experts there expect the number to go higher. Just a wide swath of about a half mile wide going through that town, some estimates saying as much as 75% of the town has been destroyed. And Congressman, thank you so much for taking time out of a very busy day to be with us.
Yes, sir.
What was your first impression when you saw this firsthand?
We got down here at light of day so we could get to work and start pitching in and helping. And the best way I can describe it is it's like a movie set from a nuclear disaster. It's pretty much indescribable. The TV pictures don't do it justice at all.
What are the first priorities given that much devastation? How do you prioritize?
Well, trying to find survivors, number one. It's been a search and rescue mission all day here for us, and that's what the main objective is right now, trying to save anyone that we can. We have had some successes in that regard today, and they keep pushing on.
What have been the biggest challenges in getting through that rubble to try and find survivors?
Well, the lack of equipment as far as big equipment. Some of the large box stores are completely gone, and unfortunately there was a lot of casualties in those, and I know they pulled a survivor out of one of those today. The Home Depot was flattened, a big Walmart is flattened, and apartment houses, nursing home, the hospital here, there was a nurse there that said a man was sucked out of a six-story window. It's just indescribable.
How would you describe Joplin prior to last night? What kind of town was it?
It's a great, great town. It's the fourth largest city in the state of Missouri, about 50,000 population, and the estimate of 75% destroyed was an early estimate by someone. I think the city officials are probably thinking 25% to 30% somewhere in that area.
In terms of the places affected, we know that there was a hospital that was definitely affected, and obviously many of the residential areas. What is the most devastated area, if you can even prioritize which one's been hit worse?
Well, it was a half mile wide by 6 miles long. It stayed on the ground for 6 miles and destroyed the high school, a lot of damage to a middle school, the hospital. They don't know. Of course, it's way too early in to figure out if they're going to try and rebuild that or not. Total devastation. The cars look, they don't look like toy cars thrown around because they're all just crushed. They were thrown around, crushed. There'll be three or four vehicles on top of one another. One vehicle was completely wrapped around a tree to the point that we didn't even know what type of vehicle it was. Couldn't decide if it was a van or what it was.
What have you heard from Governor Nixon or even the Obama administration as a result of all this?
The liaison for FEMA called me first thing this morning from the White House and pledged anything that we need. Shortly after that, FEMA got boots on the ground here, and they said the same thing. Speaker Boehner called me. Leader Pelosi called me, offering condolences and their prayers, and they both said anything at all that we need, we will have.
You mentioned the school system's impacted, and obviously we're right at the end of the school year. Is there any knowledge at this point as to what sort of contingency operations will be put in place?
School's out for the year. They've canceled all classes for the rest of the year. I think they had a week or so to go, and school is done in Joplin, Missouri.
What about the surrounding area? Was it mainly Joplin that was devastated, or did this swath go into other surrounding communities as well?
Mainly the Joplin area. There was thoughts that it was going into other areas, McDonald County and things, and had some damage, but to be honest, I've been in Joplin since daylight, and so I really haven't had any or seen any firsthand reports I could give you about those other areas, but this is ground zero right here.
You mentioned, of course, just the horrific scenes on the ground, the devastation, and how it's just far worse than any TV camera can depict. What have you been experiencing in your interactions with your constituents? How are they responding in these early hours, and are you already seeing signs of resilience as they think about, in general terms, what comes next?
Joplin's a very close-knit community, and it will be back. It's heart-wrenching to listen to the radio, the talk shows where people call in looking for family members that they cannot find. I was over at the Red Cross Disaster Relief Service building, helped them set up cots and things in there, and there were people that were rushing in, and my son's been hurt badly, and we don't know where he is. They said he was at this hospital. He's not. Where could he be? So there's a lot of confusion. We're just trying to reach out to all the constituents and let them know that we're there to help them in any regard possible.
Is there any way to estimate how many folks are still unaccounted for?
No, not really. Not really. I was riding with the deputy director of FEMA. He came in from Washington just now, and we're in a police line right now, headed over to meet Governor Nixon for a news conference, and hopefully they'll give us an update there. But on that tour, there was an estimate of 2,000 homes lost, and they asked the deputy director of FEMA how this compared to the recent events, and I don't know if he'd seen anything like it and all this devastation and tornadoes we had in the southeast, and he said that Tuscaloosa would rival it, and other than that, this is far worse than anything he'd seen ever.
Absolutely unbelievable. What about places to just house those who have lost everything? Where is the shelter being set up at this point?
Missouri Southern University has set up a shelter there. There's an armory that's been converted into a hospital. That's what they took some of the patients that were good enough to go. And, of course, all the other hospitals around the area are receiving patients up in Springfield, 70 miles from here. There was another large hospital here, Freeman Hospital, that is fairly close to the St. John's Hospital that was devastated, and they were unscathed.
And Congressman, before we let you go, you mentioned the close-knit nature of the community. What have you seen from Neighbor Helping Neighbor over the past few hours to not only give you more confidence that Joplin will be rebuilt, but to just give you some hope on a day that's obviously been filled with a lot of grief and a lot of tragedy?
Everyone is pitching in. They're bringing in water by the truckload. They're bringing in food. Everyone's wanting to reach out. They're donating blood. I'd like to encourage people to donate blood and also to donate to the Red Cross, because this town is going to be a long, long time before things are anywhere near back to normal. Just a tremendous swath of devastation. I do want to thank the first responders. When I first got here, there were already 400 to 500 first responders from probably 200 miles in each direction, standing waiting. I went out on a search and rescue crew today to help them try and locate people and help people. And unfortunately, there was another storm that we had to wait out coming in with big hail, and that we lost a couple hours this morning waiting for that cell to pass through. And right now, as I speak, there's another 1.5-inch size hailstorm coming through with high winds. It has not hit Joplin yet, but about 40 minutes ago, they said it was 30 minutes out, so we're looking for that. It should have already been here, so we're looking for that to hit any time.
Well, Congressman, I know it's been an extremely busy day for you. We'll let you get back to it. Thank you for the very detailed and specific update on what your constituents are going through. Our prayers are certainly with you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Missouri Republican Congressman Billy Long represents Missouri's 7th Congressional District. That's the district that contains Joplin, hardest hit by the devastating tornadoes that came through Sunday night. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.